Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Don't quit screwing around. You're screwing around too much.
Yes. All right, it's time for your Morning Dump Part D.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump Part D brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it, pump it, yeah. So, Hunter, we're all dead. Don't you get it? Not quite yet, I guess. NASA scientists have figured out that an asteroid a bit longer than a football field named Death Machine is going to get pretty close to Earth in 2029. This thing will cruise just overhead,
hurling through space.
Like 100,000 miles. It's just nuts. Well, anyway, this is only going to be 20,000 miles above the surface. We'll be able to see it without binoculars or telescopes.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And you know what, guys? It's an asteroid. That's not a comet. You know the difference between a comet and an asteroid, right, Brock?
Yeah. Comets are rounder than asteroids. I don't know.
Moron. You didn't listen, did you? Comets are made of ice, so they dissipate as soon as they hit the atmosphere. An asteroid? Nah, that thing's coming. That thing's coming hard and fast.
That's
a big rock.
I'm never going to believe a word you say about space, but for this case, just to move on, okay, yes.
I'm smart, bro. Sure. I'm telling you.
Sure. Thanks, Bill Nye. So
like,
either way,
Neil Tyson over here.
This one isn't going to murder us, but folks, we're moments away at any point in time. We don't know. Who knows? They could be lying to us about this one, and it's actually going to slam into Earth, and we're all dead.
I mean, come on. Let's size it up here, right? We can all agree we're all going to die, right, at some point.
Yep.
So do you want it to, like, be drawn out, sitting on a bed, coughing all the time? Something like that. Or just would you rather be eating some Raisin Bran and all of a sudden, wham!
Just done. Just don't even see it coming. Well, you know where I stand on this. If I'm going to die, everyone needs to die. So asteroid for me is the best option.
Selfish. You're selfish.
It'll be coming up the other one going, yes, I'm not the only one that's going to die. Everyone else is dead too. Suck it.
I hope that asteroid dissipates into a little pea-sized rock just right in the noggin.
I'm just lying there. Oh, why? Everyone's
that's
over
karma. I'm,
to be fair,
that's
Brock.
That's not karma.
Brock, you had it coming. You wanted all of us to die with you. Like, no. So anyway, asteroid coming. Big old ace. Troid coming our way.
Troid.
Lastly,
terrifying.
A new study from Germany. The Germans, they did a study on playfulness. It's weird that they did a study in Germany about playfulness. They seem like the least playful culture that I know. I mean, they
seem like they can snap at any given
just
moment.
Just always shouting. Like, if you heard the German language, it's very aggressive, okay?
Yeah.
Well, they say that playfulness is great for relationships. It reduces conflict and boredom and even improves your sex life. So, next time you're hanging out with your significant other, bust out the Play-Doh. Bring out the Lincoln Logs. I think that's what they mean by this.
Lincoln Logs and Play-Doh. I don't know if I have any of that anymore, but... What do they mean, though? I mean, is it like going for bike rides, just enjoying your whatever it is you enjoy, fishing?
They just want you to horse around with your significant other. That's right. I don't know.
So, like, whatever's in, like, a Skyreezy commercial or one of those drug commercials.
Yeah, anything for an erectile dysfunction pill, if you're doing that.
Anything they do in those commercials.
Yeah,
right.
Then you're fine. Then you're doing it right. So, yeah.
I mean, they do seem happy, don't they?
They do. They really, because they're horsing around. That's right. So, take it from the Germans, the most playful people on Earth, that we need to have more playfulness in our relationships, okay? You must be playful. You must be playful. Do it. Come on. All right. That is your Morning Dump, part two. God, I hurt my throat on that one.
Brock and Hunter.